Hi, everybody, and welcome to a special Sunday bite-sized political podcast. Thank you so much for downloading this. And as always, of course, these are sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk. Check out the link below. And I thought we would take a Sunday as a prelude to tomorrow's live show going out at 8 p.m. UK time, 3 p.m. EST, with the San Francisco Bay architect, Richard Gage. And we're going to talk about 9/11. Now, I just wanted sort of in anticipation of that, hopefully very interesting discussion we're going to have tomorrow night, which will focus, I think, around the collapse of Building 7, World Trade Center 7, as well as the Twin Towers. And I'll leave the Richard to give you his thoughts on what he thinks actually happened. But just, you know, between you and me, if we could go back in time to 2001, and I remember, like, probably everybody listening to this, the news came in, I was in the car with my wife, we rushed home, and we sat horrified for the rest of the day. So, you know, it was an event that's absolutely, you know, etched firmly on my memory. And like everyone else, I was outraged about it. And like a lot of people, I bought into the whole, yeah, it was that Osama bin Laden guy. It's the evil Al-Qaeda. It's the evil Muslims. They hate our way of life. I bought into that. I have to put my hand up. Now, I don't buy into any of that now. Just so, again, between us, we're clear. But it's taken me quite a time to get to that position. I think, you know, one of the things about COVID is that once you recognize that the entire sort of medical big pharma thing is a scam, you then start to consider, well, could they be scamming us on other fronts as well? Have there been other events in our history that have been basically scams? And we've covered some of them here in this platform. You know, we've talked about, for example, the sinking of the Titanic, our so-called turns out it was the Olympic. We've talked about the murder of JFK in 63. We've talked about a lot of these things where what the public is presented with isn't necessarily the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. So over sort of the last 4 years, I've started to go down all these rabbit holes, as you know, although I'm not even sure the term rabbit hole is correct, because that, you know, assumes you're going down into the dark to find stuff. But what if actually it's a reverse rabbit hole? You're coming up into the light to see things for what they actually are. But on the topic of 9/11, I have come to the view that it may be many things, but definitely what it wasn't was a bunch of Muslim terrorists flying planes into tall buildings, directed by a guy in a cave in Afghanistan using an old Nokia phone as his primary means of communication. I'm pretty damn confident that it wasn't that. And sometimes, you know, we have to figure out, well, let's take a starting point here. What can we rule out? And I would completely rule out the establishment narrative in this one. I also think in retrospect that, of course, by virtue of the establishment narrative, you know, bin Laden, Al-Qaeda, we are at war, the war on terror, which they never named, that enabled, you know, all those awful wars that took place in Iraq, Libya, Syria, all that stuff, Afghanistan, obviously. You know, this provided the perfect cause for the conflict, which has transformed our world and not in a good way as well. So, you know, do I believe that I don't know what happened on the day. Let's be clear, I don't, because I wasn't there. But I've read enough and I've heard enough to convince me that, yes, did people lose their lives on that day? Yes, I believe many people did lose their lives on that day. And yes, we saw stuff on that day, but the stuff that we saw, can we be certain that it's exactly what they were saying? That's one of the issues. The other thing is, and this is why tomorrow night is going to be so important. I mean, Building 7, the World Trade Center 7, it was not hit by an airplane. But it collapsed. It absolutely collapsed like a pancaked. And I think that's what, first of all, got Richard Gage into this whole issue. You know, why would a building suddenly collapse? Oh, it was the heat. It was the heat coming from the, and the devastation that came from the collapsed Twin Towers. But why did it collapse in the, it collapsed in the way that it collapsed? Well, these are for experts, not me, to, you know, put to you. But certainly I believe that 9/11 will go down in history, has gone down in history as a defining moment. It's just, I think, that we have been given, not been given anything like the full story on that day. And as a consequence, when you look at the people who were in power then, the likes of George Bush Jr., and the likes of Dick Cheney, the likes of Donald Rumsfeld, I thought those were good guys. I've now realized, of course, they were very, very bad guys. And so it is. So, you know, 9/11, yes, it's a huge event in history. Is it the biggest psyop they've ever done? I'm not sure. Maybe COVID beats it. Not sure. It was certainly at that point in history, very, very dramatic. And I mean, no sooner did we get into the this 21st century, then boom, they came in big on the on 9/11. But I don't think 9/11 is what they tell us. And tomorrow night, if you join me at 8 o'clock UK time, you're going to hear what a guy who's done a thorough investigation, along with hundreds of other architects, pilots, all the rest of it. So do make sure you join me tomorrow night. Oh, also, can I say, my apologies that the live show didn't happen on Friday night with Gregory Paul Martin. There were just technical problems, and we've rescheduled for April the 15th. One of the topics we're going to talk then, by the way, is the assassination of John Lennon. Yeah, John Lennon. Why was John Lennon killed? Who killed him exactly? So lots of stuff, conspiratorial stuff to chat about in the next couple of weeks. That's it for now. Thank you.